Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talks. I'm your host, Showtime, Dr. Alan L. Brown, but I've been called a lot worse. However, those are haters, and I'm not going to talk about haters today, because we can always find something good to say, but it's easier to be a hater. That'll be another show coming up. As we know, here in America, we have an election that's coming up, and it's narrowing down to two of the most unlikely candidates that could ever be nominated to run the what's supposed to be the most powerful country in the world. Boy, this is scary. We got one of them that's just a big egomaniacal maniac, and then we have another one. Just because she's a lady don't mean that she's the one that's qualified to run it, because she has been caught lying already. But look who she's married to, so maybe it runs in the family. Oops. Today's show is about credit. You know, I always thought that your word was your credit. But as we know, things change, and there are bureaus and agencies that keep watch. And then businesses, employers even, are taking a look at your credit, and that determines the quality of the person that you are. I don't always buy or subscribe to that, because sometimes stuff happens. We know that there are some really, really bad people out of England and Nigeria who have mastered the art of internet manipulation, damaging people's credit, and that has really affected folks. So I'm going to go a little bit into this credit thing. Some of y'all don't want to hear it, don't want to face it, but every time you get ready to try to make a move, you are dealing with it. Because your credit, one of the first things you got to look at, it determines the cost of your future purchases. If your score is high, you get it at a lower interest rate. If your credit score is low, you get it at a higher rate. Simple as that. But that high rate can be insanity. You know, like a payday loan or a car, you're paying 29, 30, 40% interest. That's ridiculous. And sometimes these payday loans are just revolving doors, and they are all connected to each other finally. So you can't go around and just keep begging from Paul, robbing Paul to pay Peter, as they say. The other thing is, once your score goes up, it takes a long time to improve it, because those credit reporting agencies do not want to forget. You know, and it's almost impossible to put a bad score behind you. It's going to chase you, okay? But it can get fixed, and I can actually show you some ways to get it done, which we're going to be doing on our up and coming show, because you're going to have to get your pen out and your paper, and you're going to have choices. You can either pay somebody to do it and hope that they're credible, or you can learn how to do it yourself, okay? Dig in and find out what's really going on there instead of trusting other folks, okay? This credit thing, it'll influence your ability to even find a place to live, okay? So, because some people, they go, nah, your credit's too bad. You know, they got these laws here in California where you're only supposed to charge a first and last. Some people call it the security deposit, and some get away with first, last, security, and some, okay? Because they know that there's a chance that you might be at risk based off of what your credit says, okay? You could have rented your house to your children, okay, or to a family member, and they blew it. It's all kinds of reasons why your credit could have gone bad, you know? It could be where you have been involved in some relationships or something with business people, and the business just didn't turn out well, but your credit was attached to it. And sometimes we know businesses do fail. So the only way that you can avoid that is pay your bills on time, avoid credit and debt as much as you can. Don't max out your card, okay? And the easiest way to do this is by getting a credit card early, but using it very responsibly. Don't apply too much credit. all too much credit at once because they start adding it up. They track in the world. Wait a minute, how come these people are adding, going after a credit so much and they're not getting credited? So that just brings your score down too. Okay? And it's good to check your own credit report, okay? At least minimum once a year, if not. These are just some of the things that I would like to really, really make a suggestion to you as you work towards cleaning up your credit. Y'all ever heard of something called a bait and switch? Well, fasten your seatbelt because there is a bait and switch that's going on right now. I'm going to switch over to this other type of credit. And I'm going to have a little bit of help here with my co-host who have been waiting very patiently for us to go into the other part. So the question that I ask is, why do we owe God, you might ask? I never borrowed anything from God, you might say. Well, be prepared to explain to God why you feel like you don't owe him anything. Here's a few questions God might ask you when if you happen to arrive at the pearly gates. Who gave you life? And who do you suppose provided you with the air that you breathe that allows you to survive minute by minute? Who provides the soil and the water that you grow your food with? Who looked after you when you did stupid things that were very self-destructive and you knew better? Who was there? I think you kind of get the point, but I'm not the authority. I just put it out there. Let's hear from our doctor and see what she may have to say about this. She's also a reverend. How are you today?
Hi, this is Dr. Margaret Aranda. And thank you so much for having me on your show again. And you raised some great, great points that a lot of people question, especially today with so much going on around us. A lot of people are getting personally affected by crime and just general badness. And not really a lot of happy news. One of the great things that you mentioned about the credit score is not to, what they look at is your income to debt ratio. So if you're not making that much money and you're a whole lot of debt, don't go out there and try to buy a car because they will ding you again for running your credit through the TRW and the credit agency, and your credit will just go down again. And if you keep on trying to get a credit card and you keep getting turned down, every one of those is a ding against you. So don't apply for credit cards. Don't apply for cars. Don't apply for anything unless you know it's going to go through. And that's something nobody ever told me, but that's the way the formula works today.
I think my situation about the credit score, I will share a story about it. It shows how they approach the subject. 2 years ago, I applied for a loan to buy a house, okay? And they said my risk score, my credit score is not high, not because I didn't pay my credit, but I didn't use any credit. So they don't know. They have no data about how it is when it comes to me, my paying and all. So I realized they need to know. They need to know my approach about money. Okay, my approach about money is this. Exactly. That's why I don't have a credit score. If I have cash, I'm full in stomach. If I don't, I go hungry. So I'm not working for the banks. That's the thing. So they can't know if they should trust me or not.
So it's, you know, it sounds like Salim is what
exactly
we call old school is where you pay for what you can afford, period. No in-betweens, okay?
Right.
You know, in America, we had something called a Great Depression, where the farmland wasn't able to do what it needed to do, and so we couldn't produce, and it affected so many things that we began to have what we call bread lines. And then there's a thing called welfare that kicked in. Welfare to Americans was one of the most humiliating things that could ever happen because they were getting handouts.
Exactly.
But people were like Salim, where, no, I don't want no handout. I'd rather starve. But because a lot of these men had families, they had to humble themselves. You know, one of the interesting things about it was that these people, as soon as they got on their feet, they went right back down to that county office and handed them the money that they had been given. I said, nah, I'm good with you. My debt is clean. Okay? Well, we know we have now generations and generations of people to the point that when there was a young lady, I'm going to have another baby so I can get a bigger check from the welfare.
Yeah, they start paying you actually when you're pregnant. You don't even have to have a baby. The government will pay aids for families with dependent children starting from the day you can prove that you've got a baby in your stomach. But it's against the law to commit abortion. So it's our laws don't make much sense. And one of the greatest things that I think God will ask us, getting, and it goes all the way back around in that same circle, is what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? And one of those gifts is our very life. Another is the air we breathe. Another is the ground, the nature, the food. And God also gave some people music gifts, writing gifts, gifts of science, mathematics, aerospace, engineering, gifts of service to the poor, hospitality, gifts of love, gifts of missionary work, gifts of picking up trash in the streets. There are a lot of gifts that people have that they're not using because they would rather not. And they will be held accountable for that, because the best thing, in my opinion, is to appear before God at those pearly gates. And when God asks you, what did you do with the gifts that I gave you? A lot of us want to be able to say, I used them all. I did the best that I could, and I used them all every day.
And that, like you say, a lot of us. Now, Salim, I know you. I want to get it right. Did you say that you are a spiritualist, or just one who believes that there is a higher power?
Do you mean the higher power? What? Yes, absolutely, yes. And well, I always use this analogy. I don't know if it's an analogy, but I look at it this way. In our lives, God gives us signs where to go, what direction we should take, and I have to say this. It's quite difficult to learn how to recognize these signs, because spiritual realm is speaking another language, and they don't have some notions we have, like time. For example, we are bound to time in this plane, and in spiritual realm, they don't have it. So if you say, you know, this month I need this, the problem is they don't know what is a month. And, in earthly time. For example, in Bible, it says that created the world in 7 days, but we know that one day is not our one day. So we need to learn and synchronize with that language so we will know what are the signs. And does this give you a higher power in your life and a higher control? At least you will know where you're going and if you're on the right path or not, or you are doing right or not. The best map, the best thing to follow about this is your conscience. You need to have a clear conscience. And conscience is the best guide, I'm telling you. And just today, something happened from my past. Even this shows the spiritual realm, you know, how it works, how the justice, divine justice works. We were talking about Israel a few weeks ago, and I said, of course, in business life, we have been betrayed, all of us. And today, something happened. I wasn't expecting it. Some people I worked in the past and betrayed by them, they came to me for a new book. And the funny thing is, they had no idea about what happened recently in my life. So when I said, you know, at the moment, I'm not even translating that much. I'm simply living in Turkey. I'm not working with people in Turkey. And they were like, what? Yeah, exactly, what? Because you are still here, and you are still cage yourself within the same formulas that don't work anymore. That's why I'm already ahead. And when I look at it, well, it was divine justice for me because these people betrayed me years ago. So was it a sign for me? Yes, recently, like 1 or 2 weeks, I was asking for a sign which direction to go, because there are some things happening in my life, in my career, and there are some things I should leave behind, but I'm just a human being, and I have fears too. I have responsibility, so I cannot dive into it without thinking of anything. And this thing today, I'm telling you, it was a great sign that is telling me, okay, this is the way you go. I'm also thinking,
wow,
you know, we will come with some self-help and strategy webinars and courses in autumn, I promise for that. One of the main subjects in this course is the signs of God in your life.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
And just I'll say, alongside them, my second book, The Stepping from the Edge book, is all about looking at your past. Where have you been? What happened to you? How God uses that to turn you into who you are, and how you can use that for the positive. Nothing happens by coincidence. There are reasons for everything, and in every single bad situation, something good will come out of it that you can't see. And you just have to trust and believe and have faith. Because over and over and over again, the people that go through huge trials and tribulations, and people are laughing and pointing their fingers at us saying, why does all this bad stuff happen to you? Well, it all works together for good. And that's Romans 8:28. All things work together for good, for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. You need to find God's purpose in your life, or you have no purpose.
Come on now. Or you have no purpose.
Yeah.
So if you listen and you understood what your purpose is, let's, just in case there's somebody who may be on the fence or maybe new to our show, Wally is dialing in to hear about this credit thing because they're thinking about the new car, the new house, or whatever. And now they're being challenged with, what if, and this is for both of you, if my credit score was 800, if I don't owe anybody, but my credit line is just through the roof, I've done everything I'm supposed to do, does my good credit here on earth give me a good credit with God, and I get through the pearly gates just because I have good credit?
Right. A lot of people with good credit have money in the bank, and they have money in the bank and good jobs, and they don't owe anything, and they can put that money and give it back to God and use it for good, which is giving to nonprofits, giving to the poor, the orphans, the widows, the homeless teens, the veterans that fought for our country and are sleeping on the ground outside in other people's urine. that's reality. A lot of people do not like to talk about it, but we're used to it, and that's real life, and we can't ignore it. We have to give back to society.
Wow.
Because
but maybe
we
giving back without an agenda. Did you catch that? I might have cut you off. Giving without an agenda. I'm going to do this because I need to please God. I don't know if that's really the answer, but I'm going to make a quick announcement before I turn it over to you to take us home. This weekend, we're going to be having a homeless day. We're going to trade places. There is a couple of hotels out in the city of Pasadena that they were boarded up. They're owned by the city now, and they've given us the keys just for the weekend. And what we are going to do is for every homeless person, they get to come there and they get to stay rent free. However, we're going to be able to pay the city because the volunteers who are showing up there, we're going to be sleeping outside on cardboard, in the cold. We'll bring a blanket, but we're trading places. And we did that a year or so ago, and it was really tremendous. We were raising funds for a place called Covenant House. Folks who don't know where that is, go look it up. We're going to be doing that this time as well because we need to get prepared to help our folks when it gets cold out there, when the winter kicks in, and they're not going to have any place to stay. So we're going to be camped out here over the weekend. I'm not going to disclose the place because I don't want people coming and teasing on it. They're serious. We want to touch bases with them, and we'll have a really good feel first. So those of you who are interested, you can connect with us at grcnconnects@gmail.com. And if you want to go directly to our website, you can at grcnconnects.wix.com/people. But we're not doing it because we want to please God. We're just helping our fellow man because, like Celine says, in our heart, we know it's the right thing to do. Now, just in case any of you folks think that, well, this is a hustle on how we're making money, 0% of the proceeds will go to anybody's pocket, not even our own. We will be using that money to go and identify, while we talk to some of the people, what are some of the things that they need. We're not taking just donated stuff. We're going to be actually talking to people and saying, here's what I need. And then some of the volunteers will take some of the money that has been donated, and they're going to go and get those things. So the day when they leave, they'll have those items. We have connected with one other church, but that's way in a place called Women, approximately 30 miles away from there, where a church is helping some of the homeless people get home. The pastor and I had some issues because I said, it's great to give somebody a home for 30 days, but it also is setting up for failure if you don't provide them with the tools on how to get that out, okay? And work with giving skills where they don't have to continue to have their hand out. And he wanted to debate, but finally he said, okay, you win, but in the meantime, if you need something, if you have somebody that at least needs to get off the street to get their head right, I can send them there. Probably. So anyway, that's my announcement. We have more than enough time like we did last week. Not to cut off in the middle of our conversation that has happened before because I don't get the tool of blood, they do. So I'd like for the two of you to take it away. You've got 5 good minutes to share where your heart's at as it relates to our debt to ourselves, God.
Yes. You know, I'll just close my part with a prayer. Thank God for all that we have, all that we do, all that is around us, and let us use what you've given us to the best of our ability so that when we sleep at night, we close our eyes knowing that we've done our best with what you've given us every single day, and that if a problem comes across our desk, we don't just throw it in the trash and crumble it up or hide it at the bottom of the pile. We take those important things that problems, especially when they're human beings, and we put them first, and we find the solution, and we go for the solution. And thank you, God, because every crack in the cement has got some grass or dandelion growing out of it, and even if it's a 1 in a million chance that dandelion could be you, still could be you. So you can't do anything. Don't let anybody tell you can't do anything. You can do it all. You can have it all. You can help everyone, and there's no limit. And we thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. And only you yourself can decide what you can do or can't. Nobody else.
Well, folks, with that, I'm going to do a quick commercial so that people can kind of understand that there are a few folks that are out there helping us. Our sponsors are Edison Corporation, who has been providing support for us through technology and monetary donations from time to time. Pinnacle Foundation, who has also stepped up on many occasions. PNI Group Home, that houses our youth while they're in the system, but also has done tremendous work. McKinley Foster Family Agency, who is one of a few that are in the business that operate with $10 million in the black. I just want to acknowledge some of those folks in the National Christina Foundation, who provides us with our computers and technology, and who is donating some of the computers to set up our station, although we are still slight of some of the funds to finish making the streaming work the way that it's supposed to on a 24/7 international level. But we do really appreciate Foundation has stepped up. And but our biggest thanks goes out to Celine and Dr. Aranda. Folks, thank you so much for part of our show. And we're looking forward to your show coming up. So check the emails and we'll send you some updates soon, okay? God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got some good brains. We can do a lot together.
Absolutely.
And thank you for the opportunity for opening a door for us.